Hi, and welcome to episode 2 of the Shipwreck Souls podcast series with your hosts, Bill Como
and Jonathan Bradford. So, Bill, you know, we've worked together for, what, it's like 7 years, I think, by now?
Yeah, about 7, 8 years.
You have told me some amazing stories, and I don't think a lot of people understand, you know, the gravitas of what you've done in the music industry. I mean, well, just go ahead and share with them the orchestration and the arrangement that you've done in your history.
I had a history of doing demos in Los Angeles where, you know, you go in and you play a piano and you'd have a singer come in. And then sometimes people would say, well, do you have like a little string synthesizer so we can hear what strings would be like? Well, I did a song for a songwriter. I played piano and Kim Carnes sang. We had an interesting history together. Every song that she and I demoed together got a major cut. So people got kind of spooked. Well, you better get Bill and Kim, you know. I did string synthesizer on this one track. I think the writer was Gloria Sklarov on this song. And it went to Cher.
Huh.
So the next thing I know, I get a call to the big leagues to bring that string synthesizer, more aptly named the Cheesy ARP String Ensemble. And they want me to bring this to the session. So that was kind of the first thing where, you know, that's a weird thing for Hollywood to do, to have somebody who played a synthesizer come in with a string orchestra and play along with them and piss them off at the same time, you know. So that started, and I got a shot at a group in Australia. At the time, they were called Sherbert, and they were a big harmony band, kind of like an Australian Hollies, if you will. And they had this record, and I got a call to do string arrangement on this song. So that was kind of cool, you know, and that was kind of my introduction into, you know, getting to do a little bit of orchestration. That was a lot of fun. And that was a big hit for them, by the way. And so, you know, people will call you back if you get a hit.
Sure.
They won't call you back if you don't. Even, you know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even if what you did was really, really excellent, it doesn't matter, you know. So that's how I got into it. But, yeah, you're right. I love string, especially the cello.
What is it about the cello that sets it apart from everything else?
Well, in addition, of course, to the warm bottom that it gives you and the loneliness it can give you, if you write the cello in the higher range, you can have it come up and play viola parts. So in L.A., you know, the normal small string section would be 12 violins, first and second, 4 violas, 4 celli. I would write 12 and 4, and I would split the celli and have 2 of the cellists play up in the viola range. And then I'd double them.
Mm.
And they would come to me and say, you know, I've never had anybody that writes the cello up here. I'm so happy you're doing this because it's beautiful up here.
Nice.
And I said, cool, cool. So anyway, you know, there's no rules. You know that.
Right.
You've made your living as an artist with no rules.
Well,
no, you don't. You don't follow rules.
No.
You know? But that's how it kind of fell into for us. To do this themes song and underscore music with strings. I just find them to be powerful.
And it was very, very comfortable for you because, you know, it was an old hat for you. You knew how to do it right away.
It was
and
a lot of fun.
The beautiful thing about Bill's arrangements is he plays them as though he is a part of the orchestra pit, meaning he'll do different strings with different passes where they'll play fast strings and then some will be slow strings and some will be – it's just really interesting how he can interweave all that. And it, actually, when it's all said and done,
feels pretty good.
Absolutely sounds like an orchestra. Yeah, and I've never seen anybody do that like you do.
Thanks, man. You know, us doing this project, which is something totally new, it was just you and me on the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we didn't have the budget.
No.
We had a little budget for David,
yeah,
and lunch,
and then we wrote on our own, and then we came together and wrote.
That's
and
right.
It was really
a unique process with the music with this, because Jonathan would bring me. Well, he's a drummer, but he plays a gut string guitar, and he plays these damn these multi timbral
7 chords, 6 chords, 9 chords, 13s, 11s.
I mean, yeah, he's got all these things, you know, and so I'm looking and listening at it, and I'm trying to get the piano voicings to sound like it does on the guitar, and of course, it's not the same.
No.
But so sometimes I'll say, can I rein this in a little bit?
Can we simplify it a little more?
but hey, the result of the two minds and the two things, yeah. and you know, and coming together, and likewise with me, I played a lot of stuff off the cuff.
Yeah,
or I had an idea, and then you'd say,
"Let's try this."
Yeah,
let's
and then that. Trim this down here mm-hmm. and bring it back. But it ended up with an opening theme that sounds like this. And you remember I brought in the Vienna Library. We got that, and we added that into the synthesizers.
Once you did that with the Vienna Orchestra, I mean, it really brought it to a whole nother level of artistry.
That's true. What they have available for keyboard players today in terms of orchestral sample libraries that you can pull from.
Much different than back then, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have synthesizers, but now you can trigger real guys in a box. I mean, you know, it's like band in a box. People don't realize that. I mean, you can lay out your chord changes, and they have these programs that literally play all the parts of all the guys in the band.
Correct.
You know, that's nuts. It's totally nuts. But anyway, we did a lot of this stuff off the cuff, so to speak, and go back later, listen to it, trim it, play with it, perfect it, and eventually arrive at what we got.
You know? Exactly. A lot of elasticity in what we did.
See? So that tells the audience we had absolutely no idea of
what we were
doing. Well, that about wraps it up this time. Stay tuned for podcast number 3. We'll have some more great stories for you. And if you get a chance, stop by our website, shipwrecksouls.com, and there's a lot of entertaining things there for you. And thanks for listening.
Thank you so much.
Adios, amigos.
Bye-bye.
Find out more at theshipwreckedsouls.com.